Okay, let's just take a few minutes, and then I'm going to introduce some japa and some different type of meditation that we could do at something else, and then hopefully we'll have a class besides that. So just get yourself into, for now, into a comfortable position, and just let yourself relax. Take some deep breaths. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvina Vatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
I'll talk just briefly, or maybe it'll be brief, maybe it won't. Try about japa, and then we'll do some japa, and from that japa, after we've done the japa, then I'll do a special type of meditation that will take into account the oneness of the self and the many minds that we were talking about. So let me just introduce japa. You know, in almost so many religions, I won't say every religion, but so many religions and spiritual disciplines have what's called the tilling of the beads, and you'll see, like we have in Christianity, you have the rosary, and you'll see in Islam and all, so many different religions, they have the tilling of the beads. And so in a lot of times, all you know, like for instance at the rosary, you would then say Hail Mary 10 times and Our Father, and then you just simply do that. But it's very helpful to know kind of what the psychodynamics are, if I might say. What actually happens when you're doing japa or when you're repeating a mantra, why you are doing it, and what it actually does, what's actually happening in your mind, what's the purpose of it, especially for us in Vedanta or in any type of meditation. The mind naturally is prone to, or what is natural to, I say like this, what is natural to the mind is associative thinking. So for instance, if I say the sky, my next thought might be blue. I will have a next thought, though, based upon that thought. And that can go on, that associative thinking will just go on and on and on and on, and your mind will be chattering away without any, whether you want it to be or not. It has a mind of its own. You can come in and redirect the chatter. But the buddhi can come in and do that. But if it doesn't, it'll find plenty of things to associate to. So it's associative thinking. Now, what if we want the mind to be quiet? And we would like to, for the time being at least, stop that associative thinking so that the mind becomes quiet and, I would say, free of thought for the time being, or I would say just silent. So with japa, what we do in using the beads is we use usually a mantra, a short mantra such as Om Namah Shivaya is a popular mantra. Om, my salutations to Shiva. Shiva is the one who removes ignorance.
you know, and impurities, that type of thing. So for Vedanta, Om Namah Shivaya is appropriate. But it could be anything. It could be Om Namah Ishaya, salutations to the Lord. Or you could have one in English, whatever your mantra happens to be. But notice that it's relatively short, two or three words, when you're doing japa. If I were to say, and this is what we do in japa, repeat the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, 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 and do that for some time, once you stop it, the mind doesn't know what to do. Because you stop, and it's been programmed for the short period of time just to do Om Namah Shivaya. And so what we do, we usually will start out doing a mantra fairly quickly. Because if you don't do it quickly, your mind will find a way to insert itself between the mantra. So Swamiji will always joke and say, you know, say Om Namah, it's in India, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, what is Shiva doing? Because their children will be named after the Lord, so they'll say the son is Shiva, Shiva Subramanyam. What did I tell Shiva to do that? and then that sets the mind off. So they will use what's called a mala. Right? The mala beads, and this is what you'll see people tilling the beads. What happens is the mala works as something to bring the mind back should it be able to intervene between, you know, take off between the mantra. Every time you say they'll use a mala in order to bring the mind back, because every time there's like an auto-suggestion, every time you touch the bead, your mind knows that you have to say the mantra. And so that stops the associative drift that's just happened. Swamiji says, you know, the mind is like a monkey going from vine to vine. One hand catches this vine, the next catches this vine, the next catches this vine, the next catches this vine. That's associative thinking. So we need the monkey to simply stop for a moment. Right? So what we do is we choose a mantra, and again, it can be in any language or any religion, it doesn't matter at all, but the mantra should evoke some relationship with the divine, or some relationship with the self, or with God. Swamiji's joked, often you could say, pencil, 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 and it would work, you know? Because you are breaking the associative thinking, but you're evoking a pencil, you know. No, we would rather evoke something that is spiritually meaningful to us. So you want to invoke kind of the devotee in yourself, the person who has a relationship with the divine, or with God, or with Brahman, or with Ishvara. So how we will usually do this, we start out quickly like Om Namah Shivaya, and we'll do this together, but I want to describe it to you first so that you understand the process. If I say Om Namah Shivaya using the beads, and if you don't have beads, you can use your fingertips, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, where this becomes the point of associative thinking. So Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. So you do that 20 times and then stop, moment of silence. Then we start up again, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Stop. Moment of silence. So I'll lead that. We'll do it together. After we've done that for a while, we'll go like this. Om Namah Shivaya. So there's a moment. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And then what you'll experience there most likely, and we'll still use the beads and fingertips, is then you will have mantra, silence. Mantra, silence. Because there won't be any associative thinking because it doesn't have time to go beyond Om Namah Shivaya, right? Because you've broken that pattern. So you will have a moment of silence. And you could even say, you could have mantra, silent absorption. Just for the moment. Mantra, silent absorption. Then we will make it longer. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And after we continue doing this, I'll change the speed and you'll just try to match me as best as you can. When you do it, doing it on your own, then you'll be able to monitor your own speed. But when we do it together, we kind of have to follow the leader, so to speak. But what you'll find is that after a time, it's no longer mantra silence, it's the mantra rising in silence. Silence, the silent being, your silent presence, you recognize is the silent, stable backdrop in which the mantra rises. Silence isn't displaced. The mantra actually takes place in silence. And that becomes kind of a stark relief where you actually recognize that fact. And when that is seen, then after that comes a time when you don't want to do the mantra anymore. You just want to be with yourself, with your own presence, and the mantra becomes kind of redundant. At that point, you have a meditative mind. At that time, then there can be a guided meditation, or you can just absorb yourself into that silence or whatever it's called. We're ready to contemplate at that time. So japa actually brings the mind into that state of contemplation. That's what it does. Now, one thing that's significant I'll point out now, because I want you to, maybe your mind will kind of recognize this at the time as we're doing it. Even though we're repeating a mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, that mantra is a thought. I mean, if I were saying it happens to evoke the sacred, and that's why we're using a mantra instead of saying pencil, pencil, pencil. But whether the mantra is, the thought is Om Namah Shivaya, or the thought is pencil, or the thought is associative thinking, like sky, blue, cloud, whatever the mind does, it is still thought, 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 thought. And every thought, mood, 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 makes no difference. Every thought has that same relationship to yourself. That every thought, whether it be associative thinking, or the repetition of a mantra, or the exploding emotions, it makes no difference. All of those vrittis, thought modifications, take place in the silence of my being, which is not disturbed in any way by the thought. Now, when we do the japa, what the japa does is put my mind in a situation where that becomes very clear. Because when I'm just living day to day, my mind is just running around doing whatever it's doing, and I'm just tagging along, basically. That's how it feels. I'm just with the mind, totally identified with it. But when we slow things down, you're able to see, actually, I am untouched and present, totally untouched and present to these thoughts that come and go in me, that rise and set in me, to these emotions which rise and set in me, to these perceptions that rise and set in me, to these memories that rise and set in me. So japa allows for that viveka. It slows everything down and allows that inner space for me to discriminate between my own presence and the rising and setting of thoughts. And that's what it is. And so it's something, actually it's made its way all around the world, and it's so ancient, you know, it stood the test of time, say, and it's still widely practiced today, even though it's often practiced without even any really understanding of what you're doing. But nevertheless, even if you don't understand what you're doing, it'll quieten your mind. Now, one other thing about japa. A lot of times, sometimes, this also has to do with not really understanding. A lot of times people will just sit, get in their meditative position, and start the japa. The problem with that is that you haven't given your mind any time to unwind. And so, here you are starting the repetition of a mantra, and there's pressure underneath saying, yeah, but what about this and what about that? And you didn't talk about this and you didn't do that, you know? All kinds of pressure, wanting to squeeze through the little spaces between the mantra. And so we usually spend just a few minutes before, or it can actually be a lot longer than that, but we're only going to spend just a few minutes giving the mind some space to just relax. I'll just guide you. But just give space to think out, to clean out, you know, whatever you've brought into the room and whatever might be on your mind, whatever worries might be there, to kind of release that tension. And then having released that, you know, then the unconscious, in fact, can give you permission. Your conscious mind and unconscious mind can kind of give you permission. All right, you can do japa for a while because I've said what I need to say and it's okay. Otherwise, the mind doesn't really give its permission and then it's fighting with you. These are just little psychologies around doing japa. So why don't we try it? Does everybody know this mantra, Om Namah Shivaya? Say Om.
Om.
Om Namah Namah Shivaya. Instead of say it's, the words are Om, Namaha, and Shivaya. Those are the three words. But Namaha, when it comes with a sha, the sha of Shiva, changes to sha. So it's a double sha there, Namah Shivaya. See what I mean? If I were to do it, also it would be Om Namah Shivaya. See what I mean? That's because of the sandhi. So it's not Om Namah Shivaya. It's Om Namah Shivaya. See it properly. Om Namah Shivaya. So say that with me. Om Namah Shivaya. So Om usually always starts a mantra. Om is the most sacred syllable because it really is a name for Ishwara, for the whole creation. It's a name for all that is. I'll unfold that sometimes. But for now, most of you know Om. You've heard it in one form or another. That will always start a mantra. So Om Namaha, my salutations, my prostrations, my pranams to Shiva, to the Lord, to Shiva. Shiva is just a name for the Lord and the aspect of the Lord that removes all ignorance. Also is the great destroyer of the world, but here when we use it as the one who destroys ajnana, destroys ignorance. So Om Namah Shivaya, okay? So we're going to sit for a moment and I'll guide you just to relax and then I'll ask you, say we're going to start chanting. And you just join me, we'll all do it together. And also that has kind of a nice feeling when we all get into the rhythm of it. Should we do that? Let's try it. So get yourself into a comfortable position where you can just let your body relax. And let your mind relax. Give it a few minutes just to wander and to think about whatever it wants to think about. It might be concerned about some things. It might worry that you're going to forget something. Or just let it be free to wander and to talk to you and remind you about whatever it needs to tell you what its concerns are. Just simply give some time. Give a little space to your body and to your mind to relax. You can even address your mind and your unconscious. Say, does anybody inside have anything they want to tell me? It's a very simple question. And then just listen to whatever responses might be there and give a few minutes to that, to do that. I'm going to start chanting, and you can just join me as you do. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Now on your own, individually, quietly to yourself, I'd like you to start repeating the mantra Om Namah Shivaya, and you repeat it very quickly, so quickly that only your mind is able to say it. You're going too fast for your vocal cords to be able to keep up, to be Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. But you're doing it silently to yourself. And let the mantra become big, as though the mantra is filling your whole mind. Just do that for a while, and then I'll be interrupting you to tell you to slow down. So let's try that just on your own, quietly to yourself. If you start out fast, your vocal cords will give up, and you'll only be your mind repeating the mantra. Let the mantra fill your mind. Once your vocal cords have dropped off, you can slow down the mantra, keeping the mantra big, filling your mind. Slow it down to more normal pace. And see if you can notice, as you're doing that, the silence of your being in reference to the mantra. Is the mantra displacing the silence, or is the mantra taking place in silence? Just work with that for a little while. Try changing the speed, going faster, going slower, putting space, not putting space. As you chant, just notice, start to notice just the simplicity of your own presence in reference to the mantra. doing the mantra. You may be listening to the sounds outside. Thoughts may be coming through. But see if you can differentiate your own presence in relationship to the mantra, to the sounds, to the variety of experiences. Focus turn warmth just to you. See if you can notice that nothing is happening to you. Your being is not away from any of the experiences. But is not touched by them either. Well, you can work with that at home.